Leaders of the Czech coalition government have agreed on the basic principles of the planned healthcare reform. The first phase of the reform, which would be introduced in January 2012, should increase patients' fees and curb the system's administrative costs. At Wednesday's meeting, the officials said that the reform's key principle, a new healthcare bill determining standard care covered by insurance and above standard care that patients will have to pay for themselves, should be discussed by the lower house in mid-June. But a leading Czech expert in medicine law, Ondřej Dostal, says the debate on the healthcare reform has not included those who pay for it.
I think that this discussion needs to include a possibility of citizens who pay for all the system costs to be involved in this decision making. It is not only expert decision. It is, let's say, ethical or social decision, and the citizens should have the possibility to participate. The law should basically set the criteria how to define what will be included, for instance, cost effectiveness or the necessity to save lives, and at the same time to set some organ which will be composed also by members of public, which will be able to apply these criteria to various therapeutic interventions.
The government says that it will next year need to fill a gap in the healthcare budget, a gap of around 10.6 billion crowns. And to do that, the coalition leaders agreed yesterday on two steps. First, patients' out-of-pocket payments will increase by 5% by the year 2014. And they also want to save about 5% of the administrative costs of the healthcare system itself. Do you think this is a good first step of the healthcare reform as such?
Basically, yes, but what I miss is a more precise analysis what is behind these numbers. In my opinion, the insurance companies can still get enough savings by applying a more rigid or more precise criteria on the way how they purchase medical care, how they purchase drugs and medical devices by means of the contracts with healthcare facilities. It is not public, unfortunately. The public health insurance companies declined to make these contracts on funding public, open to members of public of citizens, which is quite unfortunate. In opinion of many experts, there are significant savings in tens of billions of crowns, which could fill this gap without needing some surplus spending from the people.
Well, another surplus spending from the people is being talked to in connection with the government's pharmaceutical policy. One of the planned changes includes patients paying the total cost of cheap drugs, that is, drugs that cost less than 50 crowns, that will no longer be covered by public insurance. Do you think, again, this is a good move?
This is hard to say, because this proposition was not put on the table with some precise analysis what will this mean for producers, for patients, for doctors. There is some experience on this kind of limit from abroad, which basically says that the patients started to consume drugs which are slightly more expensive than the limit in order to bypass this mechanism. Furthermore, it is possible to say, just from theoretical point of view, that it is a better idea to judge the drugs which will be covered or which will not be covered on the basis of cost effectiveness, not on basis of costs.
And finally, Mr. Dostal, the government will send the respective bills into the lower house of parliament in some 2 weeks' time and would like them to come into effect on the 1st of January 2012. Given the overall situation within the ruling coalition, do you think it's likely that the first stage of the healthcare reform will be introduced next year?
I think that it is likely, but I think at the same time it is a bit unfortunate because the legislation is unprepared and it is not possible to create a good legislation with this within this short time limit. Typically, a good law is being created for several years. For instance, the civil code was being created for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, and it is not ready yet. On the other hand, very important laws with a big impact on the health of population are being created from one day to another. And I think the legislators should enable more public discussion on these long-term changes.
I was talking there to expert on medical law, Ondřej Dostal.